is BBC Radio 4. We present the groundbreaking iconic series, Iconic Icons, written and presented by the iconic National Theatre of Brent.
Good evening.
Hang on, Raymond. And for tonight's Iconic Icon, we present one of the most remarkably iconic icons the world has ever known, the legendary singer, songwriter, and icon, Bob Dylan. And here to present tonight's iconic icon is another iconic icon, if I might be so bold, namely myself, Desmond Olivier Dingle, artistic director of the National Theatre of Brent, and appearing tonight with the entire acting ensemble of the National Theatre of Brent, Raymond.
Good evening.
Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you.
And so, on with the show. And for tonight's fascinating story of tonight's iconic icon, we have decided, Raymond?
Yes, we have decided not to do the whole of the story of the Bob Dylans, but the very, very beginnings of his colonic journey. Beginning not in where you might be expecting him to be beginning, such as New York, for example, or Los Angeles, or L.A. No, not in any of these famous places. No, our story begins far away from all in these plains.
Thank you very much. Our story begins in a little-known anonymous place, under slate-grey northern skies, and where the wind hits heavy on the borderline. Thank you.
Thank you.
A place one might think where nothing much might come out of.
Yes.
The little backwoods mining town of Hibbin. Hibbin, Minnesota.
Hibbin, Minnesota.
Yes. Was indeed the birthplace of Raymond.
Birthplace of Raymond?
No. The birthplace of Raymond.
Oh, yeah, right. The birthing place of our hero of tonight's iconic icons. One of the most famous popular and contemporary figures in the whole of the modern popular music, Bob Dylan. And those early burgeoning days, of which who could have foretold when what he would have become.
Yeah. Our story begins as the clock strikes four on the old Hibbin clock tower in Hibbin Square. But look.
What?
No. Look.
What?
No.
I was in the play, sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. I said sorry.
Yes, all right. But look. Who is this little tiny lonely figure coming towards us down the Hibbin High Street in his Hibbin High School uniform from Hibbin High?
None other than the Hibbin hero of our Hibbin tale, the man himself, Bob Dylan!
No.
Yeah?
No, Zimmerman.
Pardon?
Zimmerman.
Was he?
No, that's his name.
Who?
Bob Dylan.
No, his name is Bob Dylan.
No, he changed it, didn't he?
Why?
I don't know. He just... But look! He is walking up the little pathway to the little clapboard Hibbin home of his childhood sweetheart, Bonnie something, at number 61 of a highway, or Highway 61, as it was also known.
Come in! Who on earth can that be knocking on heaven's door?
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, hello, Bob Dylan.
No, Zimmerman.
Zimmerman. My, you're looking a bit grumpy with your curly-headed head of hair and your skinny little body, Bob.
I am actually, yes.
Well, I know what'll really cheer you up, because guess what?
What?
We're getting married next week, aren't we, Bob?
Yes.
So exciting. Mm. Just think, we'll be Bob and Bonnie Binnerman.
No.
Bin and Bobby met Bonabana.
No.
Bin and Bun.
But just leave it.
Just think, Bob. We'll live in a lovely little house with a little fence and have children. 1, 2, 3, and we'll be happy but dull for the rest of our days.
Yes, we will.
But what is it, Bob? Your lovely, youthful-looking face is suddenly furrowed and lined as if there is something deeply disturbing you in your innermost, deepest being. What is the matter, my darling? I know what'll make you feel better, Bob. Let's play this new LP I just bought from the Hibbins' 60s record store of the 60s. Here goes.
Right-ho.
This land is your land, and this land is my land.
And while we're listening, Bob,
California,
let's get out the wedding present list. That should be quite entertaining. All right, let's have a look. Here we are.
This land was made for you and me.
What's this? Oh, that one there. It's a washing machine.
No, no.
What?
Who's playing on the record?
All right. It shouldn't be too difficult. I'll just take a look at the album cover or sleeve, Bob. Says it's somebody called Woody Guthrie. Now,
Woody Guthrie? So who's Woody Guthrie when he's at home?
Well, I don't know. It says here he's an highly famous Bob Love Luke singer who sings songs for the people, by the people, and all of the people all of the time.
Look, Bonnie. Look at his photo on the album cover or sleeve. Look at his guitar.
Yeah?
And that little cap he's wearing.
So?
Where does he live, I wonder?
Says he lives in New York. A long way from here, Bob. Anyway, I'll turn it off now. So we can really concentrate on our wedding. Now then. Bob? Where are you, Bob? Where are you going? Oh, no, he's gone. I cannot hold him no more. Look at him disappearing down the Hibbin Highway. So fragile and tiny looking. It's almost as if he's blowing in the wind.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And so it was that Bob Zimmerman, or Bob Dylan as he would become known, said goodbye to Hibbin, Minnesota, and his sweet young sweetheart, Bonnie something, and set off on the railroad to New York City. Here I am in New York City. But how on earth am I going to find Woody Guthrie and this team in town? But wait a minute, there's a busker. I'll ask him. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Yep.
Would you by any chance know where I might find the popular famous folk singer Woody Guthrie and this massive team in town?
Woody Guthrie?
Yes.
No idea. But why not try looking in all of the folk clubs?
Will do. Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.
But where on earth am I going to find one of them, I wonder? But wait a minute. Look! There's a folk club over there. But I can't go in looking like this. I got to get a little hat and guitar, just like Woody Guthrie, so I can fit in. But wait a minute. Look! A little hat and guitar shop. Just what I've been looking for.
Hello! Welcome to the Little Hat and Guitar Shop.
Hello.
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 Do you have a little hat and guitar by any chance?
I should certainly hope so. Step this way, please.
Thank you.
Just take a few measurements.
Right.
Collar size?
16 and a half.
Shoe size?
11.
Nape to neck? Yeah, all right, forget that one. And here we are. One little hat and one little guitar. So if you'd like to step into the changing room, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everything all right in there?
Yes, thank you.
Good heavens!
What?
You look exactly like...
Who? Who?
The famous folk singer, Woody Guthrie!
Woody Guthrie? But that's incredible! Because that's precisely the effect I've been looking for, as it happens.
Well, you've certainly achieved it, in my opinion.
Well, that's absolutely marvellous. But look at me in the full-length mirror. Look at my little, tiny, little, thin, little fingers on the fretboard. Waiting to play. Waiting to play like Woody.
Right. That'll be $3.50, please.
$3.50? That's a lot of money for a little hat and guitar.
Well, it might seem a lot of money, but you got to remember...
Yes?
The times, they are a-changing.
Right, thanks for that.
Pleasure.
Anyway, better go straight over to that famous folk club across the road. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry. Thank you. Here we are. Excuse me.
Yes?
Is this a real 1960s folk club, please?
It is, actually, yes.
But who is that lovely Latin-looking lady singing in the spotlight?
That lovely-looking Latin-looking lady?
Yes.
Only the most popular Latin-looking lucky lady folk singer in the whole world, Miss Joan Baez.
Joan Baez? In that case, I will immediately push myself forward to soak in her melodies. I am overwhelmed to be so close unto her.
All you 60s cats for listening to my folk music. So that's me, Joan Baez, signing off, please. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Are you Joan Baez, by any chance?
Well, that's right, my skinny, curly-headed friends. I am Dame Joan Plowright, queen of all the folk singlingers.
Baez?
Pardon?
Anyway, I very much enjoyed hearing all of your folk singing, Joan.
Thank you very much, young man.
Yeah? I was wondering if I might possibly ask you a question before leaving for the evening.
Oh, leaving for the evening?
Well, I was wondering if you could possibly teach me a few of your tip-top folk singing tips.
A few of my tip-top flip-flop, flippy-floppy flip-flops? You're very forward and no mistake if you don't mind mine saying so.
Well, the thing is, I'm hoping to become a famous, world-famous folk singer, too, as it happens.
Oh, really? A famous, world-famous folk singer? Easier said than done, actually.
But what is it, Joan? What is it?
When your face was caught in the light just then, you looked just like...
Who?
Woody Guthrie.
That's amazing.
Is it? Why, might I ask?
Because he's my hero, as it happens.
Really? How engaging he is with his charmingly gauche manners and his cheekish boyish banter. I find myself strangely drawn unto him.
Pardon?
Nothing.
You wouldn't by any chance... Well, you wouldn't know him by any chance?
Oh,
Woody Guthrie.
I would, as it happens, yes.
Really? Would it be possible to meet him, possibly?
Meet him? Well, I'm sure that could be arranged.
Really?
Tell you what.
Yes?
Why don't you come up to my hip Bleecker Street plaid in Bleecker Street, and I could look for his address.
His address? Yes, please.
Right, let's get a taxi.
Right ho.
Taxi! To my hip Bleecker Street plaid, please, in the Chelsea Hotel. Taxi driver!
You talking to me?
No.
Right, thank you.
Bye! Well, here we are in my hip-hop Bleeper Street plaid.
Lovely.
So, anyway, do sit down on one of my 60 beanbags.
No.
What?
60s beanbags.
Sorry?
60s beanbags.
Yeah, I said 60 beanbags.
No.
What?
She's hardly going to have 60 beanbags, is she?
Might have.
No, but she hasn't.
Well, how many has she got then?
Well, I don't know. 3.
Right, thank you. So, would you like to sit down on one of my 3 beanbags, please?
Thank you.
No, not on that one, actually. That one's broken. Oh, no. 3. Oh, now, look, you spilt the beans now.
Sorry about that.
Never mind.
Sorry. But, oh, look. What are those lovely wall hangings on the wall, precisely?
Oh, they're my hippy-happy wall hangings.
Hippy-happy wall hangings?
Yes, I make them with glue and various hippy fabrics when I'm not busy singing.
How lovely.
Yes, keeps me relaxed.
Doing the gluing?
Doing the gluing.
Right.
Yes.
This one here is particularly...
Don't touch that one, please. It's not finished.
Sorry.
Now look, you're all tangled up in it.
Yeah, sorry.
Tangled up in glue.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry.
Anyway, young man, you never told me your name, by the way.
Oh, Bob.
Bob?
Yeah.
Bob what?
Bob...
Surely you know your own name.
Absolutely. What am I going to say? I can't say Zimmerman. Whoever's called Zimmerman in the hippy-happy world of folk singing. What can it be, I wonder?
You all right?
Yes, thank you. Better change the subject, and fast. Oh, what lovely books you have in all your lovely bookcases.
Thank you. Yes, I have all the great novelists of the poets, John Keats, Thomas Hardy, Hardy Annual, Dylan Thomas, Thomas the Tank Engine.
No. That's it. That's my name.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
No, Dylan.
Dylan the Tank Engine.
No, Bob.
Bob the Builder.
No, Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan?
Yes.
Are you all right?
Yes, thank you. I just felt something pass through me.
Perhaps it was something you ate.
No, I'll just sit down, if I may.
Yeah, no, not on there.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, I was wondering.
Yes?
Well, if I might play you a song, possibly.
Yeah, if you like.
Right. Anyways, and howdy-doodies. Here's a little number I picked up by, Woody Guthrie, as it happens.
Really?
Who you know, of course.
Certainly do.
And I'd very much like to meet, if you remember.
Ooh.
Right. Anyway, here goes. Sorry.
Righto.
How is it so far?
Oh, it's marvellous.
You haven't walked out yet?
No. Yeah, anyway, thanks very much.
Oh, no. I'm just going to sing now.
All right, you're going to sing?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right. Ready?
Right. Yep.
Right, I'll sing now then. Right?
Yep.
This land is your land. And this land is my land.
Oh, no.
From California.
Listen to it singing. It's strangely horrible, yet at the same time convulsively compelling. There's never been nothing like it. Nothing will never be the same again in the whole of the whole musical world.
This land is me, for you and me.
Oh, no. I just realised I love him. I love him madly. Oh, what are you talking about, Joan Bakewell? He's only a kid. I don't care. I must have him as mine own. Well, that was lovely, Bob.
Oh, thank you.
And you looked lovely singing it.
Oh, don't know what to say.
Don't say anything, Bob.
Pardon?
Come, sit upon this beanbag, why don't you?
Oh, thank you.
No, not that one.
Sorry, forgot.
This one.
Right.
Comfy?
Yes, thank you.
So,
anyway, that was one of Woody's.
Woody's?
Woody Guthrie's.
Oh, right, lovely. Anyway,
talking of Woody.
Yes?
I was wondering, well, when you could possibly arrange a meeting, possibly, like you said you would?
Yeah, right, all in good time, Bob, but what can I get you in your meantimes? An instant cup of instant coffees, possibly.
Instant coffees?
Yes.
What on earth is that when it's at home, might I ask?
It's the latest trend in the latest 60s coffees. Coffees made instantly.
Instantly?
Yes.
What does it taste like?
Absolutely disgusting. Here it is.
Oh, that was instant, I must say. Anyway, as I was saying,
just put on some hip instant coffees music.
Right.
How you feeling? Pretty hip, Bob or Bobby? Good. Oh, sorry, getting a little close. Hope you don't mind.
Oh,
fancy a rum bar, bar, Bob?
What?
Fancy a rum bar, bar, Bob?
No.
What?
It's a rumba bob.
A rumba bob? What's a rumba bob?
No.
What?
It's a rumba.
What's a rumba?
It's a dance, isn't it?
A dance?
Yes.
It's not a pudding?
No, it doesn't know.
He doesn't like puddings?
No, he doesn't like puddings.
Why?
I don't know why he doesn't like puddings. Because he's
too busy dancing.
Yes.
The rumba bar.
No.
The rumba.
Yes, lovely, Joan. A rumba. Thank you. Anyway, getting back to Woody.
Woody, it's all you's talking about, Woody. It's just because I know him, isn't it? That's why you come. That's the only reason, isn't it? Not because you're interested in me at all, are you, Bob?
No, I'm not.
Hello, Bob. I thought you was the one I've been looking for all my life. But you're not, are you, Bob?
All right. If you want to know, no. No, no, no. It ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
Anyway, you can't meet him because he's not meeting nobody no more. It's pointless even going there, Bob.
Well, I've come all this way. I'm not stopping now. Will you give me his address or not?
No, I won't.
Well, in that case, I'll find him on my own, even if I have to knock on every door in England.
England?
No, in America.
You said England.
A slight grammatical error, really.
It's not England, is it, Desmond?
No, it's not.
It's the US of A.
Yes, I know that. Thank you, Raymond. Goodbye, Joan.
Wait, Bob.
No, don't try and... But what's this?
His address.
Right. Thank you.
But you better be quick, because there ain't much time.
Right.
Goodbye.
And Joan?
Yes?
Thanks for everything.
Don't mention it.
And...
Yeah?
Bye, then.
Bye.
Bye. And so it was that Bob Bartholomew Dylan, with his big guitar and his little hat on, set out at last to meet Woody Guthrie. But would he...
Guthrie.
No. Would he...
Yeah.
No. Would he...
Guthrie.
No. Would he find him in time?
Oh, sorry.
Or would he...
Guthrie.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Be too late at the end. God. Here it is, look. Like a house from another era. And look at the state of it. It's nearly falling down, look. Can't this be the home of Woody Guthrie, the most famous folk singer in the whole world? Well, there's only one way to find out.
Yes?
Excuse me. Would this be the home of Woody Guthrie, the famous, popular, well-known folk singer who sings for the people of the people and for all of the all the people... all of the time, by any chance?
Yes, it would, yes.
Right. And you are?
I am Mrs. Guthrie.
Right. Well, I was wondering...
Yeah?
If I might see him, possibly.
No, I'm afraid not. He's not seeing no one, I'm afraid.
But I've got a little hat and guitar.
Lovely. But it's a no, I'm afraid.
But I left my small-town Hibbing home and travelled as a hobo on the highway.
Well, that's as maybe, but it's still a no, and that's the end of it.
But I've travelled the whole wide land to visit him. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters.
Well, in that case, I'll see what I can do. What was your name again?
Bob Dylan.
Well, wait here, if you would, please. Bob Dylan?
No.
Just a moment, if you would, please. Right, come in, if you would please, into this darkened room.
Thank you.
I'll just leave you to it then. You come all the way to see me, so I understand.
I have actually, yes.
So how can I help you, please?
Well, the thing is, Woody. Don't mind if I call you Woody. Anyway, What am I trying to say here?
Well, you better get a shift on, Bob, because there's not much time, you see. The last train to Hallelujah Land is a-coming. The long train of angels is just around the bend.
Slow train coming?
It is actually, yes. So can you get a move on, please?
Right. Well, I want to be like you, Woody.
Like me?
With your guitar and your little hat on and all of your songs of the people, for the people and of all of the people all of the time. Let me take on your mantle, Woody.
My mantle?
Yes, Woody, that's all I ever wanted.
No, no, you cannot have my mantle. It is my mantle. I have made peace with my mantle.
Right.
I have a mantle peace.
Get on with it, please.
You must make your own horn mantle now, Bob.
But how, Woody, how?
By listening.
But to whom should I be listening?
To whom should you be listening? To your own true self should you be listening. To the inside voice within you.
But I only hear your voice, Woody.
But my voice is a dying, Bob, while yours is a busy...
being born.
Is it?
Take off the stupid hat, Bob.
Right.
And listen.
But
listen.
Like a rolling stone. What's that? And that. And another. And another.
Times they are changing. Away from my window.
John is in a basement.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
What songs are these, Woody?
They are your songs, Bob.
My songs? I never wrote those.
You will do.
Will I? There's so many of them.
Yes, you'll be quite prolific, Bob.
But what if no one likes them? Can't I just copy you, Woody?
No.
But what if everyone hates them?
Some may hate them.
Oh, no.
But that's not the point, Bob, what people think.
So what is the point then, Woody?
Afraid I have to go now. Bob Dylan. Bye.
Bye, Woody. Bye, Woody. Bye. So, where to now then? Good heavens. Look, it's morning. In fact, a new morning. How lovely.
Can't you hear that rooster crowing?
Listen to that rooster.
Rabbit running down across the road.
Look at the rabbit.
Underneath the bridge where the water flows.
Lovely bridge with the water flowing.
So happy just to see a smile.
You're just suddenly so happy.
Underneath the sky blue.
What a lovely blue sky. What a lovely new morning.
Morning.
It is a new morning. Oh, it's the most new morning I've ever seen. Oh, it's lovely.
The National Theatre of Brent's Iconic Icons was written and directed by Patrick Barlow, with additional material by John Ram. Desmond Oliver Dingle was played by Patrick Barlow, and Raymond Box was played by John Ram. The producer was Liz Anstey, and it was a CPL production for BBC Radio 4.